There is no group that's more environmental than the fishermen. I've been up here for 30 years with Ray Bogan and Jim Donofrio and the RFA and all the different groups that helped put this together today. And when the time came 20 years ago when we had those ocean dumping sites off the state of New Jersey, they were the first ones to show up at the public hearing and say, close those ocean dumping sites. They've been on the forefront of trying to stop pollution of the ocean and the lakes for years. You're the environmentalists. You're the ones that are out there trying to protect the species and trying to keep the water clean. Yeah. That's you. And I admire you.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's nothing more important than grassroots. You're here today. I know you've been contacting our offices. After this meeting today, you got to go talk to your members of Congress and your senators. When you got to go home, you have to do the same thing. Because the most important thing of all the signs I see out there today is I fish and I vote. That's the only thing people understand in this place. They understand who's going to come out in November and vote. And if you're out there and you're telling them that they're going to listen to you, otherwise they're not going to get your vote, that is the most important thing that you can tell all of them. Now, what we're trying to do here is very simple, and it's not that big a deal, in my opinion. We know that right now, you know, we have a recession. We're trying to get out of it, but things are tough. Well, the reality is, all we're saying is that people should have the right to fish, and if the science tells us, then there have to be some restrictions. We're willing to live with that, but the problem is that the science is broken. And what's being done by the federal agencies is not based on science.
That's right.
Fishermen are rational. You want the science, you want to be able to have good science and make rational decisions.
Yeah.
But that's not what's happening here in Washington.
Nope.
And that's why we need flexibility. Because too many times we've had closures, too many times we've had restrictions that made no sense. They're not rational, they're not based on science. I don't know what they're based on, but we've got to send the message that we need flexibility because that's the only way we're going to really effectively make some changes around here.
So,
I just want to thank you all for all that you did. I want to say one more thing today. You know, and this is another example of why we have a problem. There's going to be a hearing this afternoon in the Resources Committee. That's where my bill, the Magnuson Flexibility Act, eventually will be heard.